Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, good Monday morning, Blog Talk Radio. Can you believe it? It's August 31st, last day of the month, and last day for Peace Sector. Hello, Nancy Pellegrini.
Hello, Casey Conrad, and people out there in Beamer Never Never Land. How are you doing today?
Good. We weren't sure whether you were going to show up today. The last 2 weeks, you've been a no-show and a no-tell.
I've been a no-show and a no-tell, and I apologize for that. Yeah, I was off the grid, literally. Traveling, and then I had some eye surgery. so I was definitely a no-go, no-show. But I'm back. I'm back, and it's August 31st, and I always love the end of August. September always feels like going back to school for me. And part of that for me is about what new books can I pick up for the beginning of September for my own personal growth and development. What, you know, if there's some courses or something that I might want to take for personal development. And I know that that's what you had mentioned to me, Casey. So I think it's a great topic for today.
Yeah. Yeah. So some of you out there in Beamer land know that in the month of August, I did a fun thing with anybody that was on my regional Facebook page that happened to see it and want to do it. But I had been cleaning out some closets, and I came across my Tony Robbins 30 Days to Personal Power audio cassette tapes. Yes, that is right. They were the actual tapes in the box, the cardboard box.
Did you have something to put them in to listen to them?
Well, I did actually. At least I thought I did. And I the day that I put a Facebook Live, which was like, I think it was like 2 days or 1 day before the 1st of August, and I actually pulled out. I used to do field recordings because I actually had a monthly audio cassette subscription program in the fitness industry called Sales Talk. And I would go around at different conventions and places, and I would interview top sales professionals in the fitness industry. And then I would take that interview and I would mail out. Yes, we had a whole system here. We did about 1 million pieces of direct mail a month, but I would send out these packages of audio cassette tapes to my subscribers. And so I had this very elaborate, very expensive back then, Marantz field recorder with microphones and everything. So I pulled it out and I played it on this FaceTime Live, and I was like, look, we can listen to the audios. Can you guys hear that? And they're like, yeah, we can hear it. So I was all psyched, and the first day I go to play it, and the recorder stopped.
Oh, no way.
Oh, I mean, you want to talk about, like, okay, here I had, like, I think we had 35 people the first day that showed up. And I got 35 people that are there at 7 a.m., on a Monday morning, and a lot of them aren't morning people, as they told me, and there I can't play. Anyway, of course, it took took one of the youngins on the group to say, oh, yeah, we'll just go to YouTube and search it and we can find it. So we ended up doing it that way and not needing to actually use the audio cassette tapes. But here's the thing. 30 days, we finished up last Friday, and we did the Tony Robbins Personal Power program, and it was life-changing for everybody, really. I mean, there is no question about it. We learned so much about ourselves, about other people, and it was a wonderful, wonderful experience, and really reflecting on that, and so much so that this group, we ended up with like 20, 25 consistent people, and a total of 28 showed up for our last day. Some of them were doing the, you know, the listening, you know, because they, like, we had a couple of people that were, believe it or not, West Coast time. Can you believe it? They got up at 4 a.m. to log in.
Wow.
But, yeah. But, you know, we had such an amazing bond between us, the 25 or 26 or 27, whatever. I've got the final list from that day, that we decided that we would continue. And every Monday now, we are having our seven. And no, it's a closed group. I'm sorry. If you're not on my list, you're not there, because we feel like we've really bonded and connected. But it made me really think that, and I do have a bunch of people that are going to call in today from that group, at least two or three, and all they need to do is press one on their phone, and they will come up in the queue, and I will be able to actually see them and unlock them when we get there. But, you know, and it's why I reached out to you and said, hey, I'd really like to talk about this today on Blog Talk, because, you know, the concept of personal development is something that has been such an integral part of my life since I got even before I got introduced to Tony Robbins. I started to go to Tom Hopkins and Brian Tracy seminars when I got into sales. And when I was in high school, I actually did the Dale Carnegie course. I won the Dale Carnegie course in a competition, a speaking competition, a statewide speaking competition. So, you know, it's always been really important to me. And yet in life, you know, we get off as adults and we, you know, we get into the day-to-day grind, and sometimes we forget how important it is. And, you know, one of the quotes that you hear often is, hey, when you stop growing, you actually start dying. And that's, you could say, oh, yeah, you know, it's, you know, of course we're all dying. Every day we're dying as we get older. But I think this means an emotional, a mental, a spiritual component that, and we've all had the experience, right? You've run into somebody who you went to high school or college with, or you knew 20 years ago, and you ran into them and you started to have a conversation with them, and they were still playing the same exact records, if you would, that they were 20 years ago. They were still doing the same exact things. They had the same beliefs. They had the same day-to-day thing, and you think to yourself, oh, my goodness, like this person is in, you know, Back to the Future time warp, and they haven't really developed as a consciousness, whether that be in skills for your profession or for your spiritual practice or for your physical well-being or, you know, whatever that is. And it really is so important for your growth. And for me, and I'll turn it over to you here to give your opinion on this, Nancy, but, you know, from a business perspective with Beamer, you know, most people that get into Beamer are not quote-unquote business people. They're not quote-unquote sales people. And so for these people, their skill set, there's a huge learning curve, right, with selling Beamers, with sharing Beamers. And so just that alone, to plug in on a weekly basis, hey, what's one new little skill that I could learn? And that's why we have the Tea Talk on Thursdays and Blog Talk, of course. But I know you're big, just by your opening comment, you're a big personal development person. Why don't you share a little bit about that and what you find is the importance?
Well, thanks, Casey. You've hit on so many points, and I think that's just such a great idea what you did for your team out there. I have a quick question before I kind of share my kind of experiences. Did you do that through Zoom, or did you do that Facebook Live, or how did you?
Yeah, we did. Through Zoom? We did through Zoom.
Okay. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I've not done any Tony Robbins personal development programs yet, but I do sort of listen to a lot of podcasts of him, and I've kind of always been naturally attracted to things because of my background as an athlete and my racing stuff. Like, I've always sort of had to be in that zone of my own goal setting and training, and I kind of liken that as well to my own personal self, because if I don't have a plan, or if I don't have some goals or some ideas, then I kind of feel like I'm just sort of meandering. And I'm totally get what you said about meeting people that are still stuck in that same old like loop and from the past, right? And I think now more than ever, it's so important to really grow and go outside your comfort zones, so to speak. Especially people that are new with Beamer that don't come from a sales background. I say awesome that you don't come from a sales background, because, you know, we really share Beamer. But as far as personal development, for me, I did some different courses and some training and through university. One of the ones that was really good one for me that resonated was Mary Morrissey's Dream Builder program, because it really gets you out of removing limiting beliefs. And I think that part of personal development, and I think people coming into Beamer that are new and they don't have a sales background, you know, those are their own limiting beliefs that they create for themselves. So one of the big things I think is really, for me, is really removing those limiting beliefs and getting out of my way. And so I can attract success, whatever that means to me. And part of what I do is journal as well. And I find that that's been very productive for me, because I get to go back every day to go, okay, you know, don't want to recreate this again. And I can say enough about podcasts. I mean, I listen to them all the time, and books, but one of the big things as well is unplugging. And right now I'm sitting on a sailboat moored in what's called Genoa Bay in the fjords and the beautiful BC ocean area. And I'm actually with my sponsor, which is kind of cool. And I mentioned to her, okay, you know, this is what you're going to talk about today. And one thing that I recognized when I got on the boat, took a couple of days for me to literally unplug. And I was still able to work, to do some work with Beamer on the boat, which is so cool because we can work anywhere with Beamer. But I also, she'd also say to me, okay, Nancy, put your phone away. And that I reminded myself, oh yes, this is how I reboot, by unplugging. And that is part of what I do, Casey, in my own personal development, is try to at least unplug for a week if I can.
Yep.
To regroup. Yep. And in that unplugging, like if we had better service, I would be listening to different podcasts and things like that. I have done reading. I've been reading, meditating, you know, I have my journal book with me. And so I'm chomping at the bit now to get back into my own groove of, okay, wow, I'm excited about September. I'm excited about what's going to happen, and I'm ready. And that's, I might be kind of meandering around in this conversation, but I think there's just so many things, and that's removing limiting beliefs big time. Hey, I've been off the grid for a while, so I haven't talked to many people lately.
you bring up limiting beliefs and the importance of that. And one of the things that I loved about this course, and I obviously it's on YouTube, you can go take it. There's no financial reason for me to tell anybody otherwise. But one of the things that I loved about this course, and I can remember how impactful it was on my life when I did it, is because it really walks everybody through. You know, you go to a seminar on beliefs, or you go to a seminar on this, or you go to a seminar on that. I mean, I really feel like Tony Robbins in this 30-day program really brings you through just about every single aspect of your life and has you look at it. And it's a great place you know, to begin, because you can really identify within the program, you know, might be, you know, is it wealth? You know, what are your wealth goals? What are your health goals? But he really talks about what is it that makes people successful? You know, what's the difference between success and failure? Failure, talking about life values, talking about beliefs and, of course, limiting beliefs, talking about the power of why and what gets people to get up in the morning. So it was really extraordinary. And for me, it affirmed a lot of what I have lived, but it also got me motivated to make some new shifts, you know, in my life. And although I'm always reading and listening, it got me to take some action. So I think what we're going to do here, Nancy, because we got a bunch of people already on the line, let's open up and have some of these people that took the course share, you know, what, you know, their kind of opinions on it and how it impacted them, particularly with their Beamer business, but even just in general. So let's go to the first caller. 707-481. I don't know whether you're someone from my team, from my morning power talk or not, but welcome. 707-481. They're live on Blog Talk. They're not live on Blog Talk. 703-470. You're live on Blog Talk. Good morning.
This is Mary Alice Baird, and I didn't participate in your calls this time, but I do listen to all of your blog talks and all the training you do, and we love the training that you do, and it all helps make the whole thing happen. So I just wanted to let you know that I'm one of Rowena's trifectas. I made senior and pace setter this month.
Wow, that is fantastic. I love that, Mary Alice. Wonderful. And for you, how has things like Blog Talk helped you with your business?
Well, a lot of the calls are positive. You need that, you know, when you get frustrated, you know, it's good to have a new idea that you can try out, and just helps you move forward with trying some different ideas, saying something different to the next person you talk to. And, you know, the fact that we're in the sharing business instead of the sales business, that makes a big difference, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, great.
And Jeanette was part of your group. So she's our direct leader, Jeanette Colehouse. So we're happy to have her helping us and growing her team, and we're following her examples.
Yes, and she's awesome, and she's going to be group leader any minute here. So
yay.
We're all cheering for her. All right, well, thank you for calling in. Let's go to our next caller, 713-569. 713-569, you're live on Blog Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Casey and Nancy. This is Sandra in Houston. And I also was not part of your group, but I would have been if I were on your regional Facebook page. But anyway, nonetheless, I am jumping back into the 12-week year, and I'm looking for somebody who might want to, who's going to start a 12-week year this week, who wants to be accountable with me. And also, along with that, a little insight on the visioning that came to me from the 12-week year was if somebody happens to share my little thing, and I've gone to Mary Morris, she used to come to my church all the time. I think if you're really, I don't know, I'm pretty linear, so vision always is this like, okay, really, you know, cross my feet, do this, whatever. But when it comes from the steps that they put out in the 12-week year in dealing with beliefs, you need to start with the impossible, move to possible, and then goes into probable and given. And so that really was a very insightful direction mover for me, was to, you know, come into the possible which shakes your beliefs, and out of possible grows probable. And out of possible, our actions will grow, as opposed to the brain taking over with the, oh, it's not going to work, why try it, why make a phone call, whatever it may be. So there's my 2 cents. And if anybody wants to do 12-week year, my email is sandra.wilder@beamermail.com.
Fantastic. I'm sure you'll get a taker, Sandra.
I hope so.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Thanks for calling.
My pleasure.
All righty.
Thank you.
Let's go to 856-220-856. Live on Blog Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Perfect. This is Susan. Susan Fady. I was in your 30-day program, Casey.
Yay!
I live in New Jersey, and I'm part of the regional Facebook page, which I can't thank you enough for. I have a wonderful team, but they're in Wisconsin, so this really pulls me in more locally. It was fantastic. I've had an extremely busy life since the pandemic occurred. I'm a caretaker to 2 people. One was in the hospital for 60 days with COVID and then came to my home to live for 8 weeks to recover. So in the midst of this, I heard about the 30-day program, and I said, I have to do that, which everyone said, you're crazy. So 7 a.m., it was a life changer, because as busy as I was, that program helped me balance everything that was going on. You know, my brain tried to talk me out of it every minute. You're too busy. You can't just focus on the business now. But what that program did was help you focus on every part of your life so that the business could be in balance with it. I've been in Beamer a couple years. I did what you always say is, you know, you knocked off the low-hanging fruit, and I had maybe 15 sales when I wasn't even planning on it. Reached senior, and then everything just plateaued because I was in another full-time career. So this is a time for me to really reestablish why I needed to be in Beamer, what was my why. And the person recovering in my home used the Beamer every day, 3 times a day.
Wow.
It was another great testimonial to the healing power of the Beamer. And they've been
wonderful.
Moved home. And, you know, my takeaways are just try it. It's for every part of your life that needs to be back in balance.
Great.
Okay.
Great. Yeah, it was just a great overall life balance, right? I thought so.
Yeah, any part you needed, you could focus on just one part or focus on a little bit of everything, but you really saw how that would transfer to everything, especially the business. I mean, it was just incredible. So thank you again.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Let's go to our next caller. 571-246, 571-246, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Debbie from Bluemont, Virginia. I was part of the 7 a.m. club. Can you hear me?
Yes, Debbie, I can hear you.
Perfect, perfect. I had so many golden nuggets I took from that class. It really catapulted me into really being a lot more productive, having more confidence. And I want to share a really important story with all the listeners to hear. A year ago, I was flying to Orlando, sat next to these 2 ladies, shared Beamer with them very lightly, just, you know, followed up is basically all I did. And a month ago, I got a phone call from one of the ladies and says, I want to rent your Beamer for myself and for my parents. So I said, great. I called her up, set up the appointment. She goes, never mind. I'm not going to waste my money. I'm going to go ahead and buy it. So understand to everybody, you know, don't be afraid. Get out there. Share it with all the people in the world that you meet. So it just really pays off.
Wonderful. Wonderful. That's awesome. I love it. And
thank you, Casey. That was
what was your one biggest impact on you personally going through the personal development course?
the 2 days that spoke to me the most were the financial days. It really helped me kind of, you know, look at this business, look at Beamer, and just say, I think I found how I'm going to retire. And I'm just, you know, hitting the ground, you know, boots on the ground, and I'm going to do it. And I think anyone, you know, can.
Yeah.
That was really powerful.
Sweet. Awesome. Awesome. Well, thanks, Deb, for calling in.
All right. Have a good day, everyone.
Okay. Let's go to 571-442, 571-442. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, Casey. This is Linda Connor from Ashburn, Virginia. And my sister Mary Alice spoke to just a few people previously. And I'm also part of Rowena's Trifecta, Pacesetter Winner. And I'm thinking it was all because of the wonderful help we got from Jeanette Colehouse, who was our mentor right from the first day. And Rowena has been just unbelievably helpful also, and she calls and checks on us. And I just was just so excited, Casey, when you called me a week or so ago, and it's all very encouraging.
Well, it's important, right? It's important to be acknowledged and for your successes and to be plugged into positive people, right?
Right, right. That makes all the difference, having the live help available.
Yep. Well, fantastic. Well, thank you so much for calling in. Jeanette's building such a wonderful, wonderful team. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Bye.
Yeah. So, Nancy, other thoughts here about personal development? Have you taken a particular course that you really found helpful?
Oh, I've taken a number of courses. Again, I was mentioning that Mary Morrissey, and there's also I've also done some. His name escapes me. Also, but I've got my Heal Your Life certification and training and some different tools and whatnot. And I just think it's for me, Casey, it's not just one thing. It's a continued growth for myself. I pull from everything, the different courses, different programs I've done, reading that I've done, books that have really appealed to me, podcasts. I try to kind of pull from all of that and find that what works best for me, right? I mean, I think we could take all the courses in the world, but if you take the same course as me, I'm going to come out with something different than you are. And, you know, it's sure. Whatever's going to resonate for me. Right. And so I think for me, that's what it is. I'm not one to say just this one course did this for me. I think it's an ongoing. I think the people that called in had some really great things to say. I think that it is literally, it's a daily habit. I mean, when you know, it's a daily habit, and that's why journaling is for me. It's a daily thing for me, for my own personal growth. And I think it's just, you find your, you know, just because you take a course doesn't mean you're going to walk out like Jim or John or Betty, you know. You're going to walk out taking what you need for you. And I think one lady said something about action. I know we've talked about that before. Without action, you can take all the courses in the world. And, you know, without applying anything, you need to take action. So I think the biggest nugget for me is to get out there and find something. There's so much you can do for free.
Yeah.
There's
absolutely.
For free.
Absolutely.
And consistency, Casey, consistency, right? You did the 30-day thing. How long do they say it takes to create a habit or break a habit?
Well, it depends. I mean, they say 21 days, but I think it's more like 3 months, and that's why we're continuing our Monday morning call. So, you know, I mean, every day is a bit challenging, but we're taking something and we're doing something every Monday. So, yeah, Yep, consistency is critical. So, hey, we got a few more callers here, Nancy. Let's go. 707-481. 707-481. You are on both your phone and your computer, so let's go to 801 or something. 801-633. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, Casey. Janine Makem here in Salt Lake City.
Hey, Janine. A 7 a.m.er.
Yeah, or 5 a.m. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
And it was totally awesome. And one of the best things that I got from it was actually being up before 5 a.m. to be on the call. And the incredible power of group support for personal growth is really amazing. And even though most of the people I didn't know, I'm getting to know some of the other people just through the little bit of conversation that we would have after the Tony Robbins recording. And anyway, it was a really great experience for me. And what I got, the magic of goal achievement is a system and a process that you talked about, having one, whatever yours is, and consistent practice, evaluation, and taking daily action. Also, I love the two courses that you put out. Are they still available on your website for people to take?
You know, they can reach me. We've done everything through the nonprofit organization now, so I don't have to worry about transferring funds to them because I donated 100% of those proceeds to that nonprofit. So, and the same thing will be with the new book. So, but oh. Yes, they are. Yep.
Because well, I'll tell you that. Yeah, it's great. It's amazing training and really, really worth the price. So anyway, it was awesome, and thank you very, very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for calling in, and I'm glad you're part of the 5 a.m. club now. That's a great book. You should get it. That's an awesome book. All right.
Thanks.
Let's do a couple more callers. Try this one here, 540-320. I don't think we've done this one.
Hey, Casey, it's Marlies.
Hey, Marlies.
Hey, Casey. Yeah, 7 a.m. clubber. So that's
that
kind of surprising
for
me. No, that was not easy. That was not easy. But after 30 days, the habit is somewhat ingrained, somewhat installed to continue doing it. yeah, thank you for doing this challenge. It was definitely a challenge for me because, first of all, because of the time. 7 a.m. was earlier for me, and the reason for that is that I always go to bed really late, and I mean in the early hours of the night. But personal development is not unfamiliar to me. I've always done it. But I'm usually better at telling others what to do than to implement everything myself. So obviously I was very familiar with Tony, but I've never really sat through anything in particular other than maybe a short video or podcast. Although one of my role models had told me probably back in 2007 that she said, you gotta listen to Tony. And I was like, sure, whatever. And never really did it. So this was the first kind of course. And I understand now why she told me that. So I'm very happy to have and definitely want to actually re-listen to the whole thing. And I also hope to do it with my team or maybe you're offering it again. But my philosophy is that you know, I want to be the leader for my team that that I would like to have, right? So I want to be the leader that I would like to have. So for me, starting to implement the things that I'm always telling others is just very enlightening. And I definitely have been able to change some of the not-so-functional habits that I had before. And recognize them and also make those changes. So I'm excited, and I agree with you. If you don't grow, you go backwards because everything in nature is always evolving and doesn't stand still. So if we don't grow, we literally go backwards. So, I will give space for the others, but thank you so much, and very happy to be part of this 7 a.m. club.
Awesome. And so that's, you know, there's a great little tip that Marlise just gave. Look, every single one of you who's growing this business, you know, it doesn't have to be Tony Robbins. It could be any topic. And every single content provider will have stuff online that's totally for free. And many of them have these types of courses that are up online that are accessible to anybody at no cost. You know, use them with your own team to develop together. So let's go to another caller, 818-590. You're live on Blog Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Casey. This is Terry Keating in Taos, and I love Monday mornings because I get to listen to you guys. I have to share something with you. I think it was 1980. A girlfriend of mine, or the makeup artist on a set, said, "Hey, you want to go walk on fire?" And I said, "Yeah." It was 1980. And so we go down to what was the Viscont Hotel in L.A. Now it's, I think, the Sheraton. And it was, I mean, this would never happen now.
Oh,
but it
no.
was
We've
three.
Lost her.
I know.
Oh, there you are.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you cut
Can you
out
me?
For a second. So you went down to the hotel, okay?
We went
Pick
down
from
to
there.
The hotel. And there was three bonfires that he walked us out into the parking lot, and we saw the bonfire. So, okay, we're going to walk on fire. And then we go back in for about the rest of the night and, you know, 3 or 4 hours. And I'll never forget, once we went back out there and walked on fire, I wanted in his line. And I saw this one little old lady. She wasn't that old, but she's probably the age I am now, but... She actually just, I know Spirit wanted me to see this because she wouldn't do it. She fear just took over. And I said, oh, my God, that was such a, that resonated and rippled through the rest of my life, my adult life. Mm-hmm. Because my takeaway from this call is pick up that 1,000-pound phone at least every day, if not, you know, I mean, there's a phone call I have to make today, and I'm going to pick up this phone and, you know, and make it and probably ask for the sale because he's the one that said, hey, I'm going to look at your stuff and go quickly on this. So now he's kind of dragging his feet and he's like, well, what about, and I have to ask you about this. When does the 30-day money back guarantee start?
It starts from the time the unit is shipped, I believe. It's either shipped or it used to be purchased, you know, but then, of course, probably shipped. But, you know, I always say, and if you're on the East Coast, that basically means you have, like, 3 weeks to figure it out because, you know, you lose a week. So if somebody is going to buy only under the concern or under the reason of doing a 30-day purchase, I would highly encourage them not to buy. And I would then tell them why I don't want them to buy. You know, and the reason for that is because they're setting themselves up for failure, not for success. And I would find another way to get them to have an experience without purchasing the unit. That's me.
That is a great – thank you. I knew you would have the answer for that. Thank you, Casey, and I love Monday morning. Thank you,
Nancy. When you say that to them, then I don't want you to buy it, they say, mm-hmm. What? Like, it's a D-frame. Those of you that are on my course, you know we talked about this outside of Tony's audios. It's a D-frame, and it completely takes their, like, why would you even say, you're a salesperson, why would you say, I don't want you to buy it? And then you say, look, here's what I know. Beamer works 100% of the time on 100% of the people. But you know what? Some people that I talk to in Beamer World, it takes them 3 months, 4 months to even feel something reasonable. And so I don't want you to buy it because here's why. If you return that unit, the company destroys it. There is no resale program. There is no refurbished program in Beamer, and I would hate to see that happen to a Beamer. So really, just wait until – you know, you're going to get to a place where you're going to say, okay, I guess I need a Beamer, and I would rather have you wait. So that's how
so
I
brilliant.
Approach it.
Thank you, thank you. And just to finish, I only got little teeny blisters because he had us looking up, going cool moss, cool moss, cool moss, not looking down, going hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold.
That's so amazing you still remember cool moss.
Oh,
wow.
My God. I use it every single day.
That is great. That is awesome. Well, thank you for calling in. I really appreciate it. And for those of you who think that, which I had at the time in Hawaii done the world's largest firewalk, according to the Guinness Book of World Records, 2 feet, I believe, and didn't get any blisters. You know, you go, as my father said, only a idiot would walk on fire. But it basically what a firewalk is, or a pole jump, or anything that completely shakes your belief system. It is nothing more than a metaphor that changes what you believe is possible. And so you leave that seminar saying, if I thought before I got here that walking on fire was impossible, and I was able to change that in a 4-hour period, what else could I change in my life that I once thought was impossible? Because everything is possible. And I'm sure most of you have heard what the acronym for fear is. It's false evidence appearing real. And when you start to have these types of open minds and open belief systems, you realize that people aren't right or wrong. It's just different. And your tolerance for another human being, particularly in times like today, you know, becomes much greater, and I think you become a better sharer with Beamer. So, Nancy, final thoughts, because unfortunately now we have 4 more callers, but we're pretty much out of time. We're going to lose it in about 90 seconds.
Okay, final thoughts. Thanks, everyone, for calling in, and I just love to see some Canadians phone in once in a while. If you're listening on Blog Talk, please, it would be great to have some input from Canada on there. False evidence appearing real. Well, I think one of the things I'm going to throw out there is fear. I changed that, my acronym for that, to face everything.
Uh-oh,
and
Nancy.
Rise.
Okay, well, we lost all of it. So one of the things that you say is what? You cut out. The boat must not
Sorry.
Have great sales.
Oh, it could be slipping around. No, it's actually not bad. One thing I was just saying, that the acronym that you had for fear that's out there, I've switched that in my mind to go face everything and rise.
Oh, nice. Nice. I like that.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes, yes, yes.
Cool.
Instead of false evidence appearing
cool.
real.
Well,
once you make, folks, look,
there's so many great things out there. And the one thing that you need to do right now is get your convention ticket, right? There are going to be
100%.
So many golden nuggets at that convention that are going to allow you to take your business to the next level and, you know, really be able to give you some new tools, some new inspiration, and connection. You know, we talked on Tea Time this past week. Have a watch party with your team. You know, people that aren't willing to make the investment, you know, invite them to a certain section of it. Bring prospects in, you know. It is for $50. Come on, man. $50 for 2 days. And, okay, if you can't attend both days, you know, it's like a dinner out. So invest in yourself. Constantly be learning. And know that, you know, there's always more to learn. So if you become a student who's constantly learning, you're constantly growing. So have a fantastic week. Close out strong, and we'll see you next week. Thanks, Nancy.
Yes, cheers.
Today's
Watch out,
show
everyone.
Was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger group.